from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan, Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, wildmichiganradio.com, brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral out of Osseo, Michigan. Love the Lucky Buck. Great antler growth, great health for the herd, and you can pick yours up at a lot of places. Lots of big shops around carrying Lucky Buck. Inexpensive, very easy to use. You put it out, forget it. It's kind of like Ron Popeil says, set it and forget it. The deer will do the rest, and Lucky Buck will do its thing as well. So good to have that on board with us here. Again, wildmichiganradio.com. You can follow us on Facebook there. And we've got lots of things going on. In the first hour of the show, we talked to my good buddy Scott Sciarra from Primal Instinct Television on the Outdoor Channel. Also spoke with Bill Parker from Michigan Outdoor News. And coming up, we're going to speak with Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet, find out what's going on in the test lab, see what new products they've tested at bowhunterplanet.com. But right now, Jim Dufresne, michigantrailmaps.com is his website. It's been a while, but welcome back to the show, Jim.
It's great to be here.
And it's very good to have you along. Perfect. When I look at the weather we've had this week, the cool temperatures, they lend itself, in my personal opinion, to perfect trail hiking and exploring of Michigan.
Absolutely, and it's almost like fall. Fall is always generally considered in Michigan to be the best time to go out and enjoy our wonderful system of trails, primarily because the weather is cooler and you don't get so overheated, especially in areas of open dune country, which can get pretty hot and sandy. But this is great.
It is. I mean, because, and look, mosquitoes have been miserable this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Been tough. But, I mean, you're prepared for these things when you get on the trails of Michigan. But what prompted you to start releasing maps and a book, which we'll talk about in the next segment, but MichiganTrailMaps.com, what prompted you to really start producing these beautiful maps about the trails of Michigan?
Well, it began about 4 years ago, and actually a handful of us, and we're all very avid trail users. And what we noticed was with the demise of the newspaper industry and other outlets where people in Michigan were generally getting their trail information, There was a need for that to, provide that information through a different avenue. So we created the website. What we quickly discovered, because we were out, what's unique about us is that we actually go out and we hike the trails or we mountain bike them or whatever, and we gather our own GPS coordinates and to produce our own maps. And what we quickly discovered is a lot of the maps were done in the 70s and the 80s by government agencies. These are particularly true in Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. And so they're inaccurate or just lacking in detail. So then we really started to produce our own maps and put them online, and that's really what distinguishes us from any other trail website in Michigan, is that we produce our own maps. They're highly accurate, and it's a combination of using, again, GPS work, topos, satellite imagery, and also just good old-fashioned field research. So we can add a lot to these maps, and because we're all hikers and mountain bikers and trail users, they're very what we call trail user friendly. People like them because they're made by trail users for trail users. And so, just to give you a quick example, one thing that we do, we don't use a mileage scale, which is the little scale on the bottom of the map. And you used to take your fingers and say, okay, that's a mile, and you try to measure how further you had to go to the end. We use mileage flags. So all around the trail, there'll be these little flags, like at the next junction, it's 1.2 miles. When you reach the campground, it's 1.8 miles, and so forth. And people really like that. They can take a glance at the map and immediately see where they are, how much further they have to go, and so forth. So based on that, we started producing maps. It's time-consuming. We have almost 200 online now, and we are constantly getting emails from people saying, when are you coming into Ann Arbor area, or when are you going to start the UP? And we just have to be patient with them. We have to tell them that we're a very small company, no one's full-time, and the maps take a long time. But once they're done, We have the, we have that base information. We can do a lot of things with them.
Jim Dufresne from MichiganTrailMaps.com joins us here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Our website, WildMichiganRadio.com. Jim, 189 trails reviewed, as I see on your website, MichiganTrailMaps.com. That's a lot of information, putting in coordinates and actually physically mapping things out, going all Lewis and Clark across these things.
Absolutely. We like to tell people that it's the equivalent of 4 guidebooks.
Wow.
You know, most guidebooks, and I write a lot of them, you know that,
mm-hmm.
Generally have 50 to 60 hikes in them. So that's almost like 4 guidebooks online. You can read about all these trails and so forth, and it's really easy to use. The other nice thing about it, it's easy to find a trail that you're looking for. In other words, you're going to Traverse City for the weekend, well, you plug that in and it'll list all the trails around the Traverse City area. You're looking for one that's family-oriented, in other words, it's less than 3 miles, we have a search ability for that. You're looking for one that's really geared for as dog-friendly, maybe, we have a search component for that. And so, we realize that we'll never hit all the trails in Michigan, but the idea is to keep adding them, and so slowly you'll keep building and building, and already we're getting a lot of recognition as being the ultimate source for trail information, particularly for hiking and backpacking trails. That's what we really focus on. You have websites out there that really service the rail trails and the mountain bikers and snowmobilers and horseback riders. Hikers and backpackers really didn't have any kind of organization that was sort of catering to them. And among other things, just recently, the West Michigan Tourist Association, and that's WTMA.org, they've tapped into us. So when you go on their website, they have a big section about trails. When you click into the hiking and the backpacking sections, what it is basically is links back to us, because they realized that we had the best maps and that we had the best information and that, you know, this was really good information. So they just link into us, and so we're real excited about that because we think it's going to really be a big help to drive more traffic to our site.
Jim Dufresne from MichiganTrailMaps.com joins us here on Wild Michigan. We have some of the actual maps with us and here, you know, that you've sent me, and greatly appreciated, because it gives me, even though I'm not a trail hiker or bicyclist, whatever, it gives me an idea of the construction, that they're well made, they're coated, and will withstand some weather, which is important, because that old fold up map you're going to get and try and put back in the glove box, not so much. But that's important that you've done that with these maps.
Absolutely. And what we have two different maps. Online, you can download maps that measure 8.5 by 11 inches. And you can print them out, or you can put them on your tablet, or people now are putting them on their smartphones because the screens of smartphones are so big.
Mm-hmm.
And those are great. But on the maps that we sent you, we call them classic trails. And what they are, they're really bigger trail systems. We couldn't get those trails on an 8.5 by 11 and still have the kind of detail that we want, particularly contour lines. And so our commercial maps we sell, and they're $4.95, and you can order them online at MichiganTrailMaps.com. And these are really the classic trails. And the one I haven't sent you yet is the newest one just this summer, is the Lakeshore Trail. And that's the beautiful 42-mile walk from Grand Marais to Munising and Pitchard Rocks National Lakeshore.
Mm.
And again, that's a map that was just desperately needed. The Park Service approached us. Everybody wanted it, and we did it last year. We worked on it, and it's done well. Other ones are the Manitou Island ones and Sleeping Bear Dunes.
Mm-hmm.
The Manistee River Trail is a very popular one that we put out. We're working right now on the central area of the Pigeon River Country State Forest, and that map will include the Shingle Mills Pathway, which is a popular backpacking 11-mile loop, and the Green Timbers area, which is next door to it, also in the Pigeon River area. And that'll be a great map. We're hoping to kick that one out fairly soon, in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
All right.
And so,
Jim,
you know, between, and then for shorter trails, we have the same kind of maps with the same kind of detail, which is just that we post them online, and you can print them out or download them, and again, they're 8.5 by 11 inches. So,
all right, we're going to speak more with Jim Dufresne coming up next here, MichiganTrailMaps.com on Wild Michigan.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at WildMichiganRadio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an hour to time. Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome. Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Spasm just stops me cold in the middle of what I want to say. You can find us on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and all over the Great Lakes State as part of the Michigan Talk Network. Our podcasts absolutely free at wildmichiganradio.com, and we'll throw a link up there to michigantrailmaps.com as well. Speaking with Jim Dufresne, our good friend here, michigantrailmaps.com. Jim, you know, you were talking about, you know, some of the maps, the quality of the bigger maps, the more detailed maps out there, the construction very well, and, you know, will sustain being thrown in a backpack, will sustain the weather conditions that we may encounter. And they look, you know, from a extreme novice perspective, very simple to navigate.
Absolutely. And the other interesting thing about them is we took them in consideration the size. We kept the size. One reason we kept the size and the folds, the four folded folds that we did, is because you can slip it into a gallon Ziploc bag, which is the common way a lot of backpackers will carry their maps, because then it's, you know, it keeps it out of the rain and the dirt. And so that had a big consideration in how big we're going to make it and how many folds we had in it.
Yeah, and you know, when you want to travel, you know, minimally, it's not invasive to your pack area.
No, not at all.
So now, new book coming out. When we called you to set up this interview, you got really excited because you have a new book coming out. And is this a take on an old book that you've restructured?
Absolutely. It's called 50 Hikes in Michigan, and it's handled by Countryman Press. Reality is it covers the Lower Peninsula, and it has 60 hikes. And why they didn't change the title, I'll never know. But it's been out for a long time. It's pretty well known. The new edition has been out, I think, less than a month. And it's the first full-color guidebook ever devoted to Michigan trails. And not just the photographs inside are four colors. The maps are, too. And what makes it really interesting is it's also the first guidebook that's integrated with the Internet. So MichiganTrailMaps.com did the 60 maps inside the book. But, of course, we had to, you know, do them smaller because the book page is only 4 by 7 inches.
Mm-hmm.
We did a second set of the same trails, and they're 8.5 by 11 again, these maps, and we posted those online. So every trail in the book, there'll be a line saying, if you need a map, you go to MichiganTrailMaps.com, and you can go in there and get a bigger, more detailed map of the same one you're looking in the book. You read about the trail in the book, you download that map from the website, you leave the book at home. You're good to go.
See, that's not bad when you can take these things with you on your smartphone, your tablet, paper, you know, old school people like myself that don't mind taking paper. But you have different avenues in case you lose something.
Yeah, and I was pretty shocked. It must have been a year, maybe it was 2 years ago. We were researching a trail, and it had been a trail that we already mapped, but we had to do some corrections on it. And we got out there, and I watched a gentleman at the trailhead download our map onto his tablet and then head off on the trail. And he used his tablet as his map, and it was the first time I've ever seen anybody do that. And I thought immediately, yeah, this is what some people are going to do. However, having said that, I'm like you. I would much prefer a paper map than taking a smartphone, a tablet, whatever, especially if I'm going to a place like Isle Royale, where I'm going to be there for a week or more, and I'm being in the backcountry. And it just, I think, you know, there's going to be a demand for paper maps and good quality maps for a while, because people are just hesitant to take so much electronics into the backcountry.
Yeah, because there's so much that can go wrong, or battery life, or, you know, even if you have one of those solar chargers, I've got one of those. Those are cool. You're still going to be limited. I mean, night.
Absolutely. And here's the other thing. Some places, if you need internet access, you won't get an Isle Royale, obviously. And it's like you said as well. It's just, you want to keep your pack weight as low as possible when you're backpacking. And to carry an additional gear like that, it just adds weight to it. And, you know, A paper map, there's still a lot of good uses for it. There's still a lot of reasons to have that instead of the newer electronics.
Absolutely. Jim Dufresne joining us here from MichiganTrailMaps.com on Wild Michigan. Our website is WildMichiganRadio.com. Jim, is the book out? And if it is, how much is the book?
Well, the book is out. Again, it just came out. It's sold throughout Michigan. It's also available on our website. We have an e-shop, and it's $21.95, which I thought was a remarkable price because the last edition, which again was a black and white one, and the maps were terrible. We didn't do them. Was $18.95. So they must have got a new printing process or somehow found out how to get the color incorporated into the book without raising the price substantially, which was great. I was a little worried when they announced they were going to go to a full color guidebook because I was afraid I would end up with a $27, $28 book. But they kept it pretty low, I thought, and pretty reasonable. So I was real happy. I've been real pleased with how it turned out, and I think it's going to do real well.
Now, on your website at MichiganTrailMaps.com, your e-store on there, you have things like 12 classic trout streams, off the beaten path Michigan, Michigan sand dunes, backpacking in Michigan, plus the 50 hikes in Michigan.
Right. MichiganTrailMaps.com actually publishes the maps, and we started doing books. The Isle Royal book that we have on there is ours. We publish it and so forth. The other books are books that I've written for other publishers, and we redistribute them or sell them online either way. And everything's related to Michigan and trail usage. What we're also in negotiations with is other map makers in Michigan who don't have as much distribution as we do. And so we're considering carrying their maps. One of them is Michigan Maps Online, and he's based up north, and he does a wonderful, maps for paddlers on the Manistee and the Asabo River. So we started talking to him, and we hope to also carry his map. There's a group that does the High Country Pathway, and that's the only map they produce. Again, it's real hard to find. They're not, you know, they just don't have good distribution, and so we're hoping to, again, expand out. And so when you come to MichiganTrailMaps.com, you can not only download hundreds of maps, you can also be able to purchase maps that are produced by us when we think we do a great job, or by other smaller Michigan publishing companies and trail maps. And so we're hoping that our overall goal is to just become a center for maps and trail usage in Michigan.
Well, Jim Dufresne, I appreciate you joining us here in Wild Michigan, and I'll be looking, since this is getting to be quite popular, Michigan's top kayaking spots.
Yes.
I can
Boy,
see that
there.
Coming.
Yes, absolutely.
Man. You can't get a shot of Pictured Rocks anymore without a kayak being in it.
No, that's
not
true.
That it's
that's
a bad
true.
Thing. Let me not get beat up by the kayakers here. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a new way to get out and enjoy Michigan. MichiganTrailMaps.com is where you can find Jim Dufresne's handiwork. Lots of good stuff on there, too. And the one that really caught my eye, I'm not really into camping, but Michigan's Best Campgrounds, that might be an easy guide for a lot of people that are really into camping. So I think that would be a good thing. So Jim Dufresne, MichiganTrailMaps.com, greatly appreciate you joining us. Looking forward to seeing the book and already seeing the maps. Know them firsthand, and they are quality. So thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. MichiganTrailMaps.com. You can get the link at WildMichiganRadio.com. I'm Duran Martinez. He's Alex Clark. We're on the Michigan Talk Network.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors, thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network. And thanks to Jim Dufresne for talking with us about Michigan Trail Maps, MichiganTrailMaps.com. Very cool stuff. Now, we're gonna move over to archery a little bit as we, you know, this show is like, you know, ADD for the outdoors person. You know, we talked a little bit with Bill Parker about the new antlerless restrictions and some of the things going on. We talked with Jim Dufresne about Michigan trail maps. Talked with my good friend Scott Sciarra from Primal Instinct Television. And now we're going to talk to Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet, find out what's been going on in the test lab. Dave, what is going on with the test lab? Welcome back, brother.
Hey, Duran. Thanks for having me. It's great to be back with my favorite host.
Oh, how's good. Going? I like the favorite thing. Keep talking, buddy. You get all the airtime you want.
Yeah, it's going, man. We've just been working a lot, real hard, actually, right now on the Members' Choice Awards. We do it once a year. We've done it since 2010. And basically gives the consumers a chance to vote for their favorite products and brands. And it works real well. And I think it's nice to hear feedback from the consumers themselves directly. If there's no inputs from Bowhunter Planet involved in it at all, any of our people or any companies. Basically, it's just the fans voting for their favorite products.
Now, what are some of the things up for awards right now?
Every year we do it by the company. We don't do it by specific bows. So, like, for instance, Best Compound Bow Company 2014, Best Crossbow Bow Company, Best Backpacks, Best Boots, Trail Cameras, archery sights, archery releases, archery rests, pretty much everything in the archery realm we try to cover in it. But we also try to incorporate clothing and camo patterns, like, obviously real tree, Mossy Oak Predator. Mm-hmm. Try to give people a chance to vote and, say, hey, what are you looking at? What are you seeing? And also in the Members' Choice Awards, if you go to vote in the poll, we actually ask questions that are not mandatory, but we're trying to get information out, like, what's your favorite animal to hunt in North America? Mm-hmm. What's most important to you when buying a bow? Is it speed? Is it the handle? Is it brace height? So we're trying to get some more information to give to the manufacturers to say, hey, this is what people are looking for. This is where you need to focus on changing, Give them some feedback.
I can see where that's important because, look, on an individual basis, we buy on a lot of things. Sometimes it's solely on name that we will look at a particular product. We should look when it comes to archery products at comfort and fit. And again, cost is a huge factor in a lot of things.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, a lot of magazines out there and stuff are working on their bow reports, top 10 bows, whatever. But the problem with those is that those are not given by the consumers' choices. They're given to them, those people are ranking those bows based on their assessment, what they like. Well, their speed for you might not be speed for me. So, it's kind of deceiving, I think, in a weird way, because you're ranking a bow number one, and to them it might be number one, but to me I might absolutely hate the grip on that bow.
Right.
So, I just don't see how, I feel bad because consumers read that and they think, oh, that's the best bow, or that's not the best bow, so I'm not going to buy it. But really, until they go and shoot those bows, they'll never know. So it's really hard to put a number to a bow, in my opinion. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me.
No, and again, a lot of times people buy purely on price point. So, to say something's absolutely the best from one individual's perspective, again, nothing against some of the magazines that are out there, but it's all about someone's ability and how they can tie it into that product. I mean, look, there are people out there that can take a $50 bow that they got at a yard sale and be just as effective as somebody that's been practicing with a $1,000 bow.
Yeah, that's for sure. I kind of equate it to any hobby, right? So, like, if you're a golfer, most likely you're going out every single year and buying the newest, best golf club you can get, And same with bow, right? So the diehard bow shooters, every year they're rebuying their Matthews bows, their Hoyt bows, their Bowtechs, their Dartons, whatever it is. They're rebuying the newest, latest model because that's what they like to do. That's what they find fun, and that's where they want to spend their money, and that's awesome. And it's the same like that for any hobby. It could be tennis shoes. It could be soccer. It could be tennis, It'd be anything. People are going to do that with everything because it's hobby-based.
Exactly. Speaking with Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet, there's a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Dave, let's talk about arrows. Somebody brought up a very good point on a Facebook post about spine testing your arrows, and there's a few different ways to do that, but what do you recommend for spine testing arrows that we may have used last year that we plan on picking up again this year?
For me, our biggest thing is just shooting arrows. We really tend to honestly not pay attention to anything besides, make sure the weights fit the bow. but we tend to just shoot them to see what works best. And to be honest with you, I mean, it's very hard to find an arrow that doesn't work good. They're all pretty much manufactured. There's only a couple of actual big companies who manufacture arrows, you know, regardless of the label you see in the store. So a lot of them are built really well. There's really no issues to any of the arrows that I've seen in the marketplace under the brand names that we've seen, Karma Express, Black Eagle Arrows, any of those names. You know, they're all great names. They're great marketing teams, and they've done a great job of producing arrows and coming up with ideas on how to make better arrows. But my biggest thing for people with arrows is that you need to spot check your arrows every single year. Go through and look for nicks on the shafts. Go through and look to see if the carbon's bent or broken in any spot whatsoever, because arrows can be very dangerous if you don't check them for cracks or structure problems. If you were to shoot an arrow and it has a crack in the middle, there is a tendency where it could actually break, and you know, who knows if it could hit your hand or whatever, but you got to definitely avoid that. So that's something people should definitely check into.
Is there a way, I mean, aside from looking, I mean, flexing the arrow, is there anything that you could tell us to better ensure maybe a safer shot?
You know, there's really no structural way, like you said. I guess my recommendation would be just to, you know, visually inspect the arrow, you know, maybe check for any bends or cracks. You know, you're going to want to, you know, spin it in your hand to make sure it still looks level, and it's kind of hard to explain on the radio, but if you spin the arrow in your hand, if you can get it to kind of, you know, like a top, if you can get it to just, you know, stroll without any movement or jiggling. I mean, I guess it'd be best to look it up online to see how people do it, but that's one good way just to see to make sure it's not bent. They used to do a lot with aluminum arrows because that would be an easy way to see if aluminum arrow was messed up. But yeah, definitely visual inspection. Maybe even go to your local pro shop and maybe have them review them and look at them with you just to make sure, and so that you can be safe and not have to worry about it.
And what brands are you guys testing out right now that you're looking at?
We're doing Black Eagle Arrows. Great people over there. The arrows, they have just remarkable spines and all that, so their shots are very accurate, very consistent. We've been very happy with their product. Carbon Express, which has obviously been around many, many years, and their stuff's always good. We never had any issues with them. The Lumen Arrow by Luminoc, that one's great because it already comes set up with a lighted nock. So if you want a lighted nock, you can shoot that, and you're all set to go. It's a little bit more money, but you're getting a lighted nock in with it, so kind of makes sense. And then we play with Victory Arrows. We play with, we're just getting into Deer Crossing Arrows. It's coming soon. So playing around with all of them. But, you know, as of right now, like I said, we haven't really had anywhere, you know, we thought, oh, this arrow's no good. Or
sure. Yeah.
You know, that's not usually the case.
Now, the tolerances in anymore with carbon arrows, it just amazes me how accurate and how, you know, how perfect, air quotes, how perfect some of these arrows are. I've been shooting gold tips for a while, but, you know, I nothing against them, but look, it's getting expensive. I might need to find something else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Price points are definitely big on arrows. I think most people, you know, they're probably shooting $60 to $120 price points in there. But, you know, if you talk to any of the arrow manufacturers, they just know so much. It's really, you know, it's way over even my level. I mean, they are so good when it comes to the math of it and the trajectory and how the spines work. I mean, those guys are just amazing. I mean, I've talked to them at ATA show, and to be honest, it's all way over my head. You know, the stuff they're talking about. So I try to keep it very simple with arrows.
No, that's why we have you on.
Them, I shoot them. You know, and I just see how they react, you know.
That's why we have you on, keeping it simple, because you know what? You start getting tolerances and degrees of variance in diameter and everything, you lose me. So that's why we don't talk about it here on the show, but we're going to talk more with you here in a couple of seconds. Speaking with Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet, bowhunterplanet.com. We're going to find out what's new in the world of bows coming up here in a little bit and find out what else Bowhunter Planet has coming here. You listen to Wild Michigan, wildmichiganradio.com, and on the Michigan Talk Network.
Hi, this is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it can tell.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, along with Alex Clark. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. And you can find us there. You can find a link to bowhunterplanet.com. Our friend Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet joining us right now. Dave, it's been no surprise. Since January, ATA show, I decided that our friends at Martin Archery and Wild Michigan would go different directions. New ownership over there, and you know, just some things that I figured, well, you know, nothing against the product, nothing against the company, but I wanted to explore new ground. We've done so. We're looking at a couple of different bows out there right now, and one in particular is a Michigan company. Some good friends of ours, some great people at Strother, have been one we've been looking at. But you guys look at things a bit more objectively and a bit more in depth at bowhunterplanet.com. What have you guys found out thus far this year for the new product lines?
Well, unlike other years, and there's always been a couple good years with bow companies, this year is extraordinary. This year, there's a lot of great bow companies in the industry, and the amount of smaller companies that have entered the market, Obsession and Expedition, both have produced amazing products, award-winning products, I should say. And, you know, their bows are amazing designs. They look, you know, they have a stunning look to them. They have a lot of beefy look to them. Super fast, efficient, high quality, high performance, professional kind of bows. So, you know, in the category of more pro bow, not like the lower end stuff, but it's more of a pro, but just, you know, amazing. And then you got, you know, the Dartons of the world who got the 700, who came out this year with the DS700, which is a whole new cam system.
Mm-hmm.
A smaller bow, compact, but yet, you know, affordable in that market, you know, and so it's a great bow. And when you mentioned Strother with the new Vital. The Vital is one of the best back walls I felt in a very long time. That's probably one of the best back walls I've seen out of that camp. People make the joke, if you took the SHO from Strother and you took the Rush XP and you mixed them, they had a child, it would be the Vital.
Right.
And I have to admit, it's pretty accurate, man. The statement is accurate. The bow is phenomenal. They've done a great job. So, again, I mean, you look at these lineups, and I'm telling you guys, it's a very hard choice this year if you were purchasing a bow. There's so much to offer. The only issue people might have is finding dealers for specific brands. Like, Obsession might not have a dealer right in this region. But I recommend definitely finding a region or somehow getting your hands on one to check out. And even Ross Archery, I mean, everybody's producing something that's really nice this year. You know, it's just been a great year for bows. And, you know, everything we've said, you can go to the Bowhunter Planet website, go to YouTube, you can go through and watch the videos, you can hear these bows being shot. You can see them firsthand. We try to give you some tips on those bows. But the truth of the matter is, there's not really been one bow I don't like this year. They've been that good.
Let's talk about carbon bows. You know, the Carbon Knight from Bowtech or Hoyt's Carbon Bow. I mean, these are really catching on. Personally, I've never owned one, but I am super intrigued because of the strength and because of how light they are.
Well, I can tell you this. We have done Bowtech's Carbon Overdrive, and we have done Hoyt's Carbon Spider 30 this year in our lineup. Both bows are great. I would say that the Carbon Overdrive is actually price point different. I believe it's around between $700 and $900, mm-hmm. whereas the Hoyt, I believe, is somewhere in the range of $1,200. So a little bit more money. But I can tell you this, you know, we actually specifically tested the Hoyt during the coldest of the cold. It was probably 10 degrees out when we filmed that segment. And my hand was cold from the outside, but not from touching the bow. So if someone's looking for a bow that, you know, they want to spend some money, definitely want to spend some money, and they want a premium brand, and they want a bow that's definitely warm to the touch, then definitely the Hoyt lineup has done a great job, and you know, the Bowtech as well. So definitely some great options there in that side. But, yeah, I mean, strength, they're just as strong, if not stronger. They're, you know, durable. They can, I don't know if, you know, if the viewers haven't seen it, but Hoyt actually did a test where they actually drove one over with the F-150.
Right, I remember
so
that.
So it's still shot straight. So, because they can bend, they can maneuver a little bit more, because carbon gives you that ability compared to aluminum or steel.
You know, and Although a lot of us do not hunt in that extreme cold, it is a benefit to have, you know, so your hand, I mean, trust me, dude, it hurts when your bow is cold and you're cold and you're touching that bow. It hurts, and that there's no other way around it.
Yeah, you got that right. I agree 100%. I mean, I've had times where I've touched a bow and let go and there's frost in that spot on my bow, you know, so absolutely, you know, it's just all, like, again, it all comes down to price point, and if you can afford it and you like Hoyt, you're going to go that route, or same with Bowtech. If you can afford it, you like that, the style, the way the bow shoots, the back wall. You know, Hoyt's got a lot of great stuff to offer, and so is Bowtech. So really, it's just a matter of, you know, choosing carbon and then shooting anything available in carbon at the time.
Okay, Dave Thomas is our guest here from bowhunterplanet.com. WildMichiganRadio.com is where you can pick up our podcast, our Facebook, check out our events page, our Meet the Experts. Dave, when I was thinking about this, and you'll take this how you're going to take this from me because we're friends, but Bowhunter Planet taking a step backwards in the world of media and going to print, what do you guys got going on there?
We would say that nothing changes from Bowhunter Planet standpoint for online. So really, it'd just be a step forward because we're basically adding in a print section with a company called the Dakota Midwest Hunt and Fish Magazine. And what we've done is they basically came to us and said, "Hey, we're looking for a partner, someone to, you know, do content for us in our magazines. We want to really touch more bow hunters." So we talked as a team and agreed that we would do it because in our thought process, it opens up a whole other avenue that we've never touched at this point, which is print media. And it gives us a chance to promote the bow hunting heritage to more people. So our thought was, yeah, this is perfect match made in heaven here because we can get the print. We have our online, which is, you know, booming as usual. And then we, you know, eventually we'll get into maybe some small dabbles in TV, you know, at some point, depending on who we're working with and what it is. But never just as Bowhunter Planet. It'd always be with a partner, whether it's like an outdoor channel or sportsman channel or something. We'd always partner with somebody. We like to partner because we feel, you know, number one, it's a lot to do by yourself, right? Number two, we want to increase the bow hunters of the world, not just, you know, selfishly help ourselves. That's not what we're trying to do. Our long-term goal is to help promote the heritage of bow hunting, get it as far as we can get it, and get kids involved, try to help as much as we can, but mainly keep people interested and excited about bow hunting.
No, and that's good, and I jest about that being a backwards step because everything's going to, you know, we talked about with Jim Dufresne, to phones, to tablets, to computers, print being, you know, the most primal form of our media, but still very viable because there are people that don't want to pick up a tablet, a phone, or a computer. So, you know, you're reaching a whole nother audience, which I really admire, and I think that's very cool.
Yeah, and then they also do an online subscription, so you still be able to see all that stuff online, which we're really excited about because their layouts are just absolutely amazing. We do feel that when people see it, it'll maybe strike a younger kid to say, "Oh, man, this looks really cool. I want to see what this is all about and try to be a part of that."
Yeah, that's the one downside we have in radio is we don't have the visual, but we try and do as much as we can. You know, we're kind of backwards, too. We're, you know, when people hear Outdoors Radio Show, they're like, "Well, how do you do that?" No, we have in-depth conversation.
You gotta use your voice.
Hey, wow, people still talk? What, are you kidding me? But we get to have conversations with people that the average person out there doesn't get to have that conversation with you, with Jim Dufresne, with Scott Sciarra, with Bill Parker from Michigan Outdoor News, which is still a great publication in its own right. But we have these conversations, and they can go in depth because, look, I will be the first to admit I know very little about the outdoors. And, you know, you guys, you focus on the archery industry from a very objective perspective. And give us your results, your findings, flat out. And we get to talk to you about that and drive more people to do the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So, no, I appreciate it. BowhunterPlanet.com. Got about a minute left in the segment. What do you got coming up this weekend? What are you going to be up to? Just being Dave?
All right, cool. Yeah, we're just we're rolling here. We got a lot of filming to do. We're finishing up Excalibur Crossbows. That's coming up. We're going to be launching that, the 10-point crossbow. SS Stealth, that's coming up. We just did the KMX crossbow that's online now. A couple real quick things to look at. The new True Ball Fang release, awesome release. It's a hook style. It's got It's a sense of trigger. Mm-hmm. So when you fire, if you're a quick shooter, it's a great one to play with. Also, HHA Optimizer. Sight's amazing. You put in your dial, you set it up. It's really easy to use. We got a video online how to use it. And it really performs like amazing to your bow.
All right.
Definitely check those out.
Dave Thomas, bowhunterplanet.com. Check him out. There's a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Also links to Lucky Buck. Our events, pictures, share them all with us, man. Outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Again, on the Michigan Talk Network and on the world, in the world, at the world, whatever. WildMichiganRadio.com.